This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's been one day since American commandos launched a daring operation and netted the biggest prize in the fight against terrorism. And with each hour, new details emerge about how the U.S. managed to find and kill Osama bin Laden. In this part of the program, we'll take a closer look at the military operation, how it was carried out, and how U.S. forces improvised when things didn't go according to plan.
We'll also hear from the city in Pakistan where this dramatic raid took place. First, though, the story of how bin Laden was tracked down after his trail went cold so many years ago. Here's NPR's national security correspondent, Rachel Martin.
The last time the U.S. had a trail on Osama bin Laden, it was December of 2001, during the Battle of Tora Bora in Afghanistan. After that, one former U.S. official said, the only thing they had were, quote, occasional Elvis sightings. 4 years ago, everything changed. That's when U.S. intelligence officials figured out the name of a key aide to Osama bin Laden. He was a trusted courier, and the first hint of his identity came from detainees held by the U.S. That one of bin Laden's couriers ended up as the key lead in this hunt makes sense to Robert Grenier. He used to be the CIA station chief in Islamabad. Grenier said after 9/11, bin Laden went underground. He still managed, though, to communicate with the outside world.
There were videotapes that were being posted. There were audio tapes that were being posted. So those things had to come to light one way or another, so that the natural assumption was that bin Laden was using a relatively primitive but very effective tradecraft.
And that meant using trusted aides as messengers, a network of couriers. Juan Zarate worked counterterrorism issues for the Bush administration. Now he's at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
And one of the key ways then that they were communicating, sending out messages, sending out directives, was via a courier network. And so this was always, in some ways, the holy grail for the pathway to bin Laden.
Intelligence officials tracked the courier for years. They knew his operational nickname. They watched his comings and goings and communication patterns, never knowing if he was really leading them to the holy grail or a dead end. Here's Robert Grenier.
In the beginning, it was not at all obvious what they had. The significance of this target only revealed itself over time.
The big break came last August when they linked him to a compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan, north of Islamabad. The courier lived with his brother and their families in a massive house, several times larger than anything in the surrounding area, with incredible security, 18-foot walls and two security gates. The house itself became the next big clue. It's in a relatively well-off community. The compound is valued around $1 million, but the house had no internet access. And instead of taking the trash out like the rest of their neighbors, the residents burned everything. Again, Robert Grenier.
Bin Laden took elaborate measures for a very long period of time, he and those who were closest to him, to keep his whereabouts hidden. And something like this works very well until suddenly it doesn't.
After years of waiting and watching, the intelligence was adding up. There were more indications that bin Laden was living in this compound with members of his own family, including his youngest wife. All of bin Laden's security precautions were signs to trained intelligence officers that someone important was hiding. John Brennan is the administration's top counterterrorism official.
There are some very, very good people who have been following bin Laden for many, many years. They have been very persistent. They have pulled on every thread. And as a result of that diligence and their analytic capabilities, they were able to track this and continue to build a body of evidence that suggested circumstantially that bin Laden was at that compound.
Several U.S. intelligence agencies were involved in aspects of this hunt, but only a small group of U.S. officials knew how big the payoff could be. Still, Brennan said even when the president gave the compound raid a green light, there were no guarantees bin Laden was there. It was a risk, Brennan said, and it paid off. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.